Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Monday. Welcome to Gauze Talk Radio. Another thrilling, chilling, spilling episode every Monday. 516-666-9990. Give us a call. We're here. We're waiting. A lot of topics. First, I want to give a little shout out to the Berkshire Hathaway girls down there in Florida. Meet every means you have of wanting a home, buying a home, renting a home on the island, Anna Marie Island. Linda Peaches Herman, Pam Wonder Woman Edgington, both dynamic, both superhuman, both will do and go beyond belief for a sale. As I speak now, their sales are booming, and they are reliable, undeniable, and relentless. So give them a call. Linda Peaches Herman, Pam Wonder Woman Edgington, serving your real estate needs in Manatee and Sarasota County, Florida. Berkshire Hathaway. Bingo. Call them. Okay, let's get to it. Le'Veon Bell didn't sign his contract. They couldn't agree to a contract. That means he plays for the franchise tag at $12 million. Not bad for a running back, huh? $12 million for this year. I don't know what the terms were. I can't comment on what the deal was all about because I didn't hear anything, or I'm not inside info, but I know he didn't sign. What's it mean? It means he plays this year for under the franchise tag. What's that do? Well, that frees up money so they can sign to it in Villanueva. Would I sign Bell to a long-term contract? All depends. He's 25 years old. I wouldn't go no more than 3 years, to tell you the truth, for a running back. He probably wanted something worth 5 years or something like that. I don't think I'd go there. In fact, I probably wouldn't go there. I don't think after a running back is 27, I think he's about done. And Bell's had a lot of injuries. Bell's had a lot of other issues off the field. And I'd let him play this year, run him. They can always tag him again. But then they got to come up for more money next year on a tag. So I look for him to play this year and bye-bye next year. So that's my opinion. If you have any opinions, give me a call, 516-666-9990. And there's a big series. Big series of PNC Park. 4 big games. Buccos Brewers. It's a big game, and now the Buccos have to win at least 3. Preferably 4. Fake split. Don't give me this 1-3 or 2-2. They got to win at least 3. Hopefully 4, which they're not going to do. I don't think they'll win 4 games. I don't think they could win 4 games off a Dormont Little League team or a Cannonsburg team, 4 straight. But they got to win 3, and it starts tonight. Should be good, because if they don't win 3, you're going to see a cleaning house like you've never seen before. Yes, you are. And if they do win 4, say they sweep them, you actually think the Pirates are going to go out and get anybody if they're in the hunt?
What are they going to get?
Well, that's a good question, Floyd, but they're not going to get anybody. So we'll just put it that way. That's the Pirates' M.O. They're not going to get anybody.
All right, I got Sonny Gray from Oakland. He can pitch.
Well, they're not going to pay Sonny Gray. And I'm glad you're on time today, Floyd. It's about time. Oh, and I put $1.50 under your tablet over there, extra.
Yeah, big deal. I can buy my minimum wage. It's going to be $1.50 more. Big deal.
It is a big deal.
I told you, we go viral here. We're going to go viral here in the next month. You'll get your raise. Don't worry about it. So, cool it. Now, let me get a phone call here. Let's get a phone call here in here. You're on God's Talk. Blast away.
Hey, it's Lou from Jersey.
Hey, Lou. How you doing, buddy?
You all right?
What do you got?
Well, here's one thing. Why can't the Cowboys stay out of trouble in the offseason?
Well, you knew this Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
You knew he, from past history, from Ohio State, he was going to get into some kind of that's his M.O. He's been in trouble ever. He's been in trouble all the time down there, beating up his girlfriend or assaulting people. Or they've been keeping him under wraps down there for 4 years. He goes to the Cowboys. Cowboys, that's, you know, who else is in trouble down there? They got somebody else that they're in trouble too, isn't it? Don't they have somebody down there, linebacker?
Yeah, their linebacker got in trouble. I think it was a while ago, though.
Yeah, but I think they just come up, another guy got, I think there's two of them that are in trouble for smoking grass or punching somebody in a bar or something. I think there's another guy to check.
Well, Ezekiel, that was only last night. I mean, they might, or at least, they say that someone was beaten up and was assaulted, but the person who said that was assaulted couldn't identify who it actually was. I mean, for all we know, it could be, you know, a false accusation against Elliott.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems to follow them around, don't it?
Yeah, it does. I guess when you have a mark like that, bad news follows you everywhere.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Born one and will die one.
Oh, you are a Cowboy fan?
I've been a Cowboy fan since 74.
Oh, and you live in Jersey?
That's right.
Wow. I thought you were a Philadelphia Eagle guy.
Never, never.
How about Giants?
No, that's some members of my family are, but I grew up a Cowboy fan. You know, back in the glory days of the 70s, that's how they were, and it stuck with me.
Hmm. Boy, I'll tell you. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I never was. I always thought their, you know, brand of America's team was a little overblown, I guess. I don't know. Well, I guess I got a lot of people that like them, but I never thought anybody from Jersey would be a Cowboy fan.
You'd be surprised.
Wow. That really
Cowboys
does surprise me.
All over the country.
Yeah, I realize that. I realize that. What do you think of their chances this year of winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I think they're a little bit away from that, but I think they're going to do better now that they got rid of Romo.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Dak Prescott and I don't think he's going to have the year he had last year. I really don't.
Oh, you think there's going to be a sophomore jinx?
I think the league's got a chance to adjust to them. They've seen them, and they usually do a good job of coming around and punching back the league. But we'll see.
You think he's going to have the so-called sophomore slump?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. And they're two they lost two linemen there, too, real important guys, the key to their – I think they lost a guard and a tackle. They got three good linemen there, but they lost two good ones in the free agency, too.
Hmm.
But, hey, we'll see. That's why they play the games, right?
That's right.
Okay, buddy.
Training camp is only a week and a half away.
Yep, it's close. What do you think of Le'Veon Bell not signing – the Steelers, or you don't care?
I think he's a fool not to. He's one of their star players, and he's not going to sign. Is he crazy?
He has to play I wouldn't say he's going to be poor, $12 million a year if on a franchise tag, but.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Well, Luke, thanks for the call, buddy. We're on every Monday. Give me a call next Monday. We'll talk. I got a couple more callers here, so thanks a lot for calling, buddy.
Okay, but I may call from the cell phone next week, so if you don't recognize the number, it'll be me.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks.
There goes Luke from Jersey. And we got another caller on the line. Let's see who this is. You're on Goss Talk.
Hey, Goss.
Hello,
man.
You're on Goss. Hey,
Goss,
man. Dustin from Davenport.
How's it going? Dustin from Davenport.
Hey.
So, I want to, since we're talking about football and Elliott and things like that, let's do a little pre-Super Bowl pick. It's early. It's not even training camp. But I want to see who NFC and AFC team. I'll let you give you a second. I got mine already booked.
Ooh, okay. I'm going out on a limb here. Real, real frail limb. I'm going to say the Steelers finally beaten New England. And I'm going to say NFC, I'm going to say... Oh, my. You know what? I hate to say this. I really do. Cowboys.
I'm going Steelers, but I'm going in the same division, Giants. I know your last caller won't be too happy with that, but I'm going with the Giants. They just got Brandon Marshall. They got Odell Beckham Jr. They got Sterling Shepard. That's three fast, big wide receivers. They got a good tight end. They just added... Paul Perkins, running back's a little questionable, but you can always make a trade deadline if he's not working out, but really anything should be fine for them. They're not going to need to run that much. That's
yeah,
what I like. Cause,
how about the AFC?
AFC, I'll go Pittsburgh because, if they can get it done with Bryant Brown, Bell. If they stay healthy, they should be in the Super Bowl. There's really no excuse for them not to be in the Super Bowl. I realize New England, I feel like with the Madden cover and just coming off, it's so hard to win another back-to-back Super Bowls. I feel like Pittsburgh is going to be playing the Giants. That's my pre-prediction. There's no excuse. I know Ben and Brian, they have some things to patch, whatever they're saying, patch together since they let each other, one let the other one down. But I don't think it's a big deal anyway because Ben's let them down before in his life. So if they can't get over it, well, then I don't see, it's crazy to when one person's upset when the other one had a, sketchy past too. So, Ben never sat out a full season, granted. They never did anything that crazy, but Ben has put himself in some positions, riding a motorcycle without a helmet, false, and realize the accusations end up being false or whatever, but I'm just saying he hasn't put himself in the best, but Brian, he never missed a full season, though. He never missed a full season, so there is that. Ben only has so many years left, so when someone decides, hey, I'm going to take the year off to smoke some grass, that's kind of a big deal. I realize why he would be upset, but they'll be fine.
The reason I said the Cowboys is because what I've seen of the Falcons choke like dogs in the Super Bowl in the NFC doesn't impress me that much. But the Cowboys, I think, even though they lost those two linemen, and they got a nice line there, and they got a nice defense too, but and a running back, Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think anything's going to come out of this. I think it's going to be blowed over, and he's going to be playing. If he does, it'll be a two-game suspension or something.
Yeah, nothing major.
Right. I think they got the best team. I'll tell you what, in the AFC, don't overlook the Oakland Raiders. Okay, enough football. Let me ask you about the big series. What do you think? Milwaukee?
Tonight?
Pirates. They got to win four. And they got to win three, but they got to win at least three.
This is a big, I think they'll unload if this series is a big, huge one. It's I feel like it's going to be if Kutch stays in town or if the, you know, if he leaves. This is big right here. Because if they could take, like you said, if they could take 3 out of 4, I think they'll be more willing to hold pieces and maybe just keep what they got. Obviously not add anything, God forbid. Try to win, no. But just keep what they have and keep status quo.
Well, I'll bet you Nutting hopes they don't win, so he don't have to pay anybody or bring anybody in. But we shall see. Thanks for calling. I got another caller here. You keep in touch and give me a buzz. That's Dustin from Devon. There he goes. We got another caller here. Hello, you're on God's Talk.
God's Man.
Oh, Will Dahl from Columbus. What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, man. I'm breathing easy today. The DEA and all that's called off, apparently. The dogs are gone. I got my still put back up. So we took care of the worm.
I'll tell you what, he was coming down hot and heavy, buddy. Another week or two, you might have been in cuffs, brother.
Well, that's why we had to get him the ginger beer. We couldn't. Yeah, we couldn't take any more. We couldn't take any more heat down here in Columbus. So.
Well, you're running out of disguises, I heard. You can't walk around with that Mickey Mouse disguise on all the time, you know.
Exactly. Plus, it's affecting the business. We can't get that whiskey brewed and all that jazz. So, you know, thank God.
Well,
but
the heat's off.
Oh, I know. Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Merv enjoys that ginger beer, and I hope he's able to make himself a Kentucky Mule with that bourbon and ginger beer we got him. So I think that'll keep him busy there for a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get to that. I know Merv. He's chomping at the bit.
Well,
he's burping as we speak. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, though, guys, man. I think these next 3 games, I couldn't agree with you more. They're absolutely 100% crucial. And I think you're right. I think that if they go 2 for 2, or if they, you know, they go 1 for 3, team's gone. Implosion.
Well, they got to win 3 games. 4, they're not going to win, okay? They're not going to win 4 games. They have to win 3. If they win 2, it's nothing. It's a volleyball back and forth over the net, and, you know, we're even. But, yeah, they got to win 3. 4, they're not going to win, I'll guarantee that. But they got to win 3.
Exactly.
They got to win tonight. Yeah.
Exactly.
Set the tone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I heard Nutting yesterday. Sure.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Sorry about that, Gosman. Go ahead.
I heard yesterday Nutting, when they won in that last of the ninth, actually threw a brick through the window down there at the press box. That's how mad he got.
Oh, I believe. Well, put it this way. So I was listening. So you got the Cubs that are, they went after Jose Quintana. You know, they're going after another series. You know, these guys are buyers going into the deadline. I think they might pick up Sonny Gray. You know, the Buccos aren't going that direction. We'll pick up a new, you know, ice machine, maybe some Gatorade, you know.
Buccos will pick
you know,
up Sonny Corleone. They pick up Sonny Gray, believe me. Go ahead.
I think this division is still up for grabs. I mean, I can't even believe that, you know, these are the stats that we're looking at right now. But I'll tell you what. It was funny because I wanted to tell you, I was listening to the game, and they were interviewing Ray Searage. They were like, Searage, how'd you like that break you were on? Oh, it was great. Nutting put us up at 7 Springs, took care of us, and then I realized that's exactly the direction of where the team is going, right there.
7 Springs.
Yep.
Where are 7 games at?
I know. He said, Nutting put us up in 7 Springs. I didn't have to think of anything. Thank God.
I just want to tell you, Will Dog,
Our buddy Merv is going to the game tonight, and he got box seats tickets probably right behind either home plate or first base. Or maybe third, I don't know. I'll bet he got some prime tickets. How do you think of that, dog?
Oh, I think it's great. I'll tell you what. I bet you he smuggles that bourbon in.
If there's a will, there's a way.
I bet you Merv smuggles that bullet 10-year in there.
Where's he smuggling?
The Pirates game tonight.
Oh, nice.
I'll bet you. Well, listen, little dog, I got another caller here, and thanks for calling in, and be a regular, buddy.
No problem, Gosman. We'll talk to you.
There goes Will Dog. Yeah, we got another caller here on the line. We got to pick him up. Let's see who this is. Hey, you're on Gosstalk.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, Merv.
Hey, I heard the Will Dog there. He's a good man now. I told the firearms people, liquor control board, they're all on their way home.
Well, he's glad of that, believe me.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The Steel's
beer
tonight, boy. You'll be smelling that beer all the way to Kentucky.
I got the ginger beer in a dark, cool spot. I got two fingers
burping
already in a glass from the bullets.
You burping?
No, not yet. But
okay.
I got the bullet beer. I got the bullet bourbon in the glass on the rocks.
There you
fingers.
Go. There you go. You'll need some of that tonight, buddy.
I'm not going to the game tonight.
I thought you were.
No, I'm going to take Linda and the kids down. They're going to go. I'm going to sit here in the air conditioning. I'm too goddamn hot.
I don't blame you. I don't blame
I'll
you.
Down here, I'll catch, I was over with over my uncle's house. I thought I was going to spontaneously combust. I was so hot.
Well, you're used to that air conditioning, man.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to sit here and watch the game and on TV, drink a little bit of that bullet bourbon, and I'll look for the kids.
There you go. All right, there you go. You should have come out. We could have done the show together.
Yeah, well, yeah. I just made the decision not to go here just recently.
I think that's a good decision.
Yeah. Hey, game tonight. I agree with what you're saying. I think this is a big series. I think this is it. If they do well in this series, then they'll stay with him. If they don't, if they tank this series, I think you're right. He's going to start getting rid of players, which I think is terrible.
Well,
I think
that's agree.
Where he's going to go with it.
Let me ask you this, Merv. What do you think of Le'Veon Bell not signing long-term with the Steelers?
You know, I'm a little concerned with that. I mean, is it Le'Veon Bell who wouldn't sign, or is it Steelers who wouldn't give him what he deserves?
I don't know the details of the whole thing. I really don't.
I mean,
I thought they'd come to an agreement here, but
the Rooneys are historically cheap. You know, take a look at Heinz Field. There, it took them how many years to put a second set of escalators in? And you got to be.
Cheap. They're always at the salary cap, buddy.
Well, maybe, but they need to.
Well,
they need
no
to
babies,
because
all
the
other teams. You got a lot of other teams that are way below the salary cap. Steelers are always there, and you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they give the guy. I think he wanted like 5-6 years. I don't think that was plausible.
Well, I don't think
enough for a running
back. No, he's not. This is what, his third year in the league now?
It'll be his fourth.
Yeah, well, I mean, 10-year running back. They're like, there's not many of them around.
Oh, yeah. You get 27, 28, and he's 25. He'll be 26 this year. I'd sign him to another goddamn franchise tag. Let him run and then see what happens. And he see if he can keep clean.
Is that franchise tag any good for a year, or is that how's that work?
One year.
A year. Then what?
Yep. Well, then they
then
can.
Then he's a free agent?
Negotiate. Well, they can sign him again if they want.
Oh, but they have to match the deal.
Well, they'd sign him again, and but the only problem is they got to pay him 14 because I think it goes up the second year you sign a franchise.
Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe they had a how that worked was they could sign him as a franchise player, and then the following year, if somebody wants him, they could keep him. They got to match the deal, but I don't know. I'm not sure how it works.
Yeah, they have a first dibs. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Predictions?
I hope he doesn't hold out because that's ridiculous.
The predictions for the NFL? You pick the Steelers. I can't see it. The way Brady shredded that defense last year, they might as well stay.
I said
home.
I went out on a thin limb.
You went way out.
Thinking positive.
Change something on defense. A lot. I can't see him beating Brady. I just can't see it. I mean, as much as I want to see it, I can't see it. I mean, it was almost like, a good high school team beating a grade school team last year. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. It was bad. Maybe they learned. Who knows? Well, maybe Brady going to get old all of a sudden. I don't know.
But
he's 40, so hopefully.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, that's why they play the games.
You know, I'm with you too. You pick Dallas. I don't know. That's Prescott. He's Dak Prescott. He's good, but he may suffer that sophomore jinx.
Did you hear me talking to Lou about that or Luke?
Yeah. I heard him talking to that guy, and then that happened to who's the guy down in Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah. Just, what's his name? Oh, geez. I know you're talking about.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Jameson Winston?
Yeah, that's him. So, Winston. Yep.
Yeah, so his sophomore year, he wasn't great. They made adjustments on him, and now he's got to learn to make adjustments back on them. So I think that's a big learning year. So I don't know. Plus, yes, Ezekiel Elliott keeps going. God knows what's going to happen with that idiot.
Right. Don't forget Oakland. They got a nice team, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think Atlanta's going to be back. They're a one-shot deal. They shot their wad last year and got creamed, and they're all going to fall apart.
Oh, they
choked
like dogs.
Yeah, they did. I don't know on that side. I'll tell you what, though. You got to watch out for Kansas City, though, I think, too. I think.
Yeah. The only problem there is coach.
They have some potential, so.
Yeah, what's the coach's name?
Well, I got
Andy Reid.
Huh?
I don't put much faith
in
Andy
Reid. I don't know what he's like John Ira. I don't know if he can get you there.
Yeah.
He'll get you close.
Listen, Merv, I got about 30 seconds left of the show, and thanks for calling.
Hey,
it's
been a good it's a good show. I listen to it.
Okay, buddy, and call me back next week, and we'll talk.
We'll do it. All right, brother.
All right. Enjoy that bourbon. Bye. There goes Murph. Hey, we had a good show today. I mean, everybody was calling in.
Yeah, switchboard was booming, buddy. I'll tell you what. It's a good show.
Yeah. Lloyd, get that $1.50, and I'll see you later.
All right, boss. See you next week.
You got it, Floyd. Bye-bye.